Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
How much you gonna pay?
And his partner, Feather Tap Ender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. My name is Rab Florence.
Don't ever do that again, man. That
was Rab has put into AI, asked an AI to create the host of Wrestling Daft. My name is Rab Florence. And joining me, he has used the best episode of Wrestling Daft to program the AI, the episode where Rab Florence did an American accent for the whole episode. Welcome to Wrestling Daft. Producer John, how are you?
I'm good. The AI thing is freaking me out, man. I found this website, fakeyou.com, right? So we've been doing on the breakfast show this week, like celebrity weather presenters. So we've been getting Donald Trump to do the weather. So you can type in anything you want into this program.
And there's about... What's the website called?
No, I'm not telling you. But yeah, you can put in... There's like 3,000 celebrity voices on there, and you can type in anything you fucking want.
Is this the thing that was on Des Clark's show last week?
Fucking Des Clark, who's he? Who's he pinned? But aye, so you can type any voice you want and you can type in. There's wrestlers up there and all. It's weird, it's weird, man. But Donald Trump's been doing our weather on the breakfast show this week.
Brilliant. Let me ask you this, right?
Sounds wacky.
Here's a question.
Wacky and crazy, Grado. That's what we're all about.
Here's a question for the AI, right? How come you've got wee baldy sacks, John?
Baldy sacks? Who would you like to answer that?
How come
that?
You've got near pubes? I don't want anybody to answer it. I want you to answer it.
What's that?
I found out, asked ChatGPT when John's boss dropped.
Oh, shut up, you two.
Why? No, seriously. Let's do this properly. Why have you got wee baldy nuts?
John? Listen, this is like Miz patter. This is the other patter that they've been doing with the Miz, and you've got small balls and all that sort of stuff.
No, I'm not saying your balls are small. I'm saying they're big, but they're smooth.
Smooth? I use a Manscaped. If Manscaped are listening, that's why they are so smooth.
Grado, how are you doing?
How come we don't get the Manscaped advertisements anymore?
Nanias, I'll tell you why, because nanias look like we groom our genitals.
No.
I do.
Do you actually groom them, John?
Aye.
It's a riot in the linner. Do you do it, Rab?
Bo Rab? Who's Bo Rab?
I was going to call you Bob. Do you do you shave your buzz or do you use Veet or anything like that?
I don't use Veet.
Oh, Veet's the best, man. I'm surprised because I was wrestling in Comanet last week and you know, I always hate Steph, like, I'm going to end up getting that Veet to hang with my boys. And what I do is I end up just taking an old bank killed. So I'll just rub my boys with a Veet and then take an old bank killed, and just kind of use it as a sort of, you know.
Why do you keep an old bank killed lying about your house?
To beat my buzz.
Just for buzz beating?
It's nothing else what's better. They give you the wee thing for it. What's the thing I'm looking for? It's like the same effect you would use in a windy, kind of like windy cleaning.
It's like a scraper.
Is it like a scraper that you'd use to get ice off your windscreen in the morning?
Aye, like that. But the bank kilowatts has more effect.
How bad would it be if you get up early in the morning to go out and your fucking windscreen was all covered in pubes, man? If your windscreen had grown pubes during the night and you had to veto on or it, you only phone up Crofty. Crofty, I'm going to be late in. Is there some fucking matter pubes on the windscreen of my motor today? Last week we asked for an AI generated image of the crankies having a gobble while Edge watches on, and Pablo has sort of done it. So Pablo has sent in, he's done a Photoshop, he's sell. See, this is terrible.
That's not a Photoshop. That's fucking paint.
That's paint. So he's not even done AI. See, this is the thing with your audience. It's like, on one hand, you've got the people who can fucking do the AI stuff, right? And then you've got... So And then you've got people that can, they paint and they all think they're on an equal. It's a mental audience we've got. I've actually subscribed to the thing.
I did as well. It was a fucking waste of money.
I've actually signed up. What was it you'd subscribed to?
The one I signed to was...
Midjourney?
No.
No, something else?
AI generator. It was on Saturday when I was watching the football and I was typing in all sorts of shit. Grado on stage with Metallica and all that. Trying to get up, and it was just shite.
Well, listen, Jordan says, sorry for the late Easter chat, but hearing Rab and Grado talking about unique ways to enjoy an Easter egg got me thinking about when how many pals would wrestle as kids.
OpenAI.
And pretended that the gold foil Easter egg was the Undertaker's and would carry it as he made their entrance. The match usually ended with him getting the fake urn smashed out his head, probably resulting in a potential concussion nowadays, but it looked cool as fuck when the egg exploded.
That's quite creative.
On impact. That sounds good, actually, because I can see how that would be like an urn, actually. I put into the AI thing here, actually, just there. The Crankies and Wrestler Edge having a great time during a pantomime. No, the reason why I've done that is because you can't say things like getting a blowjob. You can't. It doesn't let you put things like that in it.
Fellatio.
Fellatio
blowjobs, or is that just lickouts?
Any sexual stuff at all, Grado, they will not allow it. I will just send you a picture now of what they gave me for that, for what I typed in, and it's really one of the most fucking horrendous things I've ever seen. It's like a horror movie image for some film that A24 mob would bring out.
That is absurd. That is fucking freaky, man.
Sign up to patreon.com to see the video version right now. Jesus.
That's like a nightmare that you would have when you're like, that's...
Right, where's Keith's... Edge? Oh, that is Edge. Jesus. That's really freaky.
I don't think it is, though.
I don't know what they've done there. Geezer Wrestler.
The Rock.
What about Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Right, yeah, do that.
Right, imagine... Stone Cold Steve Austin. What do we have him then?
Changing his tampon.
Why did your head go there, Grado? Stone Cold Steve Austin changing his tampon. I don't think that'll work.
Let's see if it will allow it. Well, it's doing it. It's making it. Stone Cold. I've just typed in Stone Cold Steve Austin changing his tampon in an old bathroom. Right. So we'll see what comes out. We'll see what comes out for us. In the meantime, Stalk 89 kicks us off after seeing a promo between Kurt Angle and Booker T. Be back in the day. Let's hear this promo.
I think it should start a new feature of wrestling promos that would be cancelled in 2023. Here we go. This is Kurt Angle and Booker T back in the day.
Did you tell Booker? Did you tell him why you were screaming? It wasn't because I was beating the hell out of you, Book. She was screaming because she wanted more. Your wife, she molested me. She fondled my privates. And what's more, we both... loved it. Booker, I'm gonna break your ankle. And Charmel, after I dominate your husband, I'm gonna give you exactly what you want. And that's dominate you.
I have no recollection of that.
Snarly, they are. That's one that's went under the radar because you get the obvious ones, don't you? Like, when you think about stuff cancelled, you think of like Vince talking about...
Seeing the N-word and all that.
Aye, ridiculous. And then another one is, remember when Triple H was kind of, I think before the match at WrestleMania 19? Some of that just doesn't age well at all, I don't know.
No, it doesn't.
There's a lot of stuff cancelled.
Here's Stone Cold Steve Austin in a bathroom. Working out what to do with his tampon. I'm going to send you the picture in there.
What?
What the
heck? That's not a tampon, that's...
What is that? That's mental.
The terrifying thing is his reflection is fucking entirely different as well. Anyway, yes, we're talking about stuff here that you can't even see. Right, so Gavin Wilson has flagged up a clip of MJF being MJF here. What is this, John?
This is a brilliant bit of heel work from MJF. Here you go.
Well, she don't like you either.
Then why are you wearing my scarf?
Because you got it for me and I threw it in the garbage trash.
That's you. That's what you sound like.
I know. That's what you sound like on the mic. That's what you sound like on the mic. Gobble, gobble. See, I can do that.
There you go. Keep it going.
No.
I see a future wrestler there.
How old are you?
Yeah.
I'm 11.
Are you aware that your dad made a horrible mistake 11 years ago?
Your parents made it.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Yeah? What's your name?
I don't give a shit. How's that? How's that?
And you're a Fozzie shirt? That's what we're going to wear? In public? A Fozzie shirt.
And you wore that scarf in public.
What is that supposed to mean? It's a beautiful scarf. Anyone who thinks
$10.
Yeah? 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 If your dad had spent $10 for a condom, he'd be much happier, trust me. Alright, look in the stupid camera.
We're not done yet.
Jesus Christ, Dad.
What's your last name? Wait, my eyes.
That's you. That's your dad. If you flip me off, I'm gonna hit you in the face. Tell me right now.
I'm not scared.
I wish you can. Alright, let's get our picture with him.
That's real awesome.
Can I do it?
Thank you, sorry.
We're just going to take off the recording.
Thanks.
I would still be going, I'd be like, ah, don't be rude to the guy. Like, don't be rude, don't give the finger on it. See, I've got a very, see, I don't, so in that video there, right, we were watching, so MJF was Danny Seal working on it, but this wee lassie was giving him snatch back, know that, right? And then she's there and she's giving him the middle finger, know that. Fucking really let my mind do that. Am I being out of line there?
Aye.
You think I'm being out of line?
If MJF's giving it, if you, I mean, yeah.
Too late, you're being straight.
I'm not wanting my fucking 11-year-old Wayne giving the finger to anybody.
I know what you mean, man, but it's a one off for the wrestling, mate. I would kind of, I don't know, it's a bit too far. That video was fucking ancient, I know.
It's all happening tonight. So Gavin Wilson has sent that in. You are on the fucking shit list. If you ever send an old video in to us again, you're going to be in fucking trouble.
That's the first time I've seen it, Gavin. I thought it was very entertaining.
You would. You're a smooth boys. Our boy Kyle Customs, a.k.a. Frankie, has been in touch. He says, I had an idea about a mental health t-shirt aimed at wrestling fans where a percentage of the t-shirt sales go into Samaritans or Shout. I don't know, as generic wrestlers, but changed it to Rab and Grado in the hope the pod would take it on. No sure if it's possible. We'd be grateful if you'd have a chat with Rab and Grado. I've done a few designs it so you can see. I've catered for the old school 80s vibe to the Cat House ICW fan. Let me know what you think, mate. You sent us in a wee design here. When you're down, reach out. Grado there, mate. How am I? Hold on a minute. I know this is for mental health. And I agree with all that, right? I'll be fucking damned if I'm going to be the one on the fucking deck reaching out for help with fucking Grado.
That may be you.
That's meant to be me, just a fucking baldy body down there. No identifying
body, body, body.
This is the problem. It's because I don't wear something. You've got your hang, it says Grado on you.
That's a Grado on me, man. I'll take that.
Remember, that is a good one of you. I don't know how I feel about this. I take very seriously mental health issues and people with mental health issues, but I'll be damned if anybody makes money out of me reaching for a tag.
Surely wrestling fans don't have mental health issues.
I've never met a wrestling fan who I thought had anything wrong with them.
No, no. In all seriousness, I have to say that design is brilliant, and I want one. If we can't even just... if we kind of get them printed and, I don't know, sold and put to charity, I want to wear one. I think there's going to be, I don't know if it's been announced yet, but there's going to be a thing for Lionheart in June in conjunction with the Chris Boyd charity. Obviously, Chris Boyd, he's got a charity because of what happened to his younger brother a couple of years ago. And I think there's discussions about having some sort of walk, some charity day in the summer. So it'd be good to wear something like that. During the walk. I'm sure there'll be more details for it next week.
Well, I will get, if Rab's happy with him reaching for the tag, I will get up on our merch stand. We'll get that sorted out.
Oh, no, I mean, obviously I don't have any problem, just as long as I have complete deniability that that is me. Yeah, I can deny that's me reaching it. But aye, great. It's a great thing to do. Always a great thing to do, and an important thing to do. And aye, if we can do anything to make that work, then we should definitely do it. Pablo says, "Do you want to see Macho Man Randy Savage elbow drop Al Yankovic's hamster?" I've seen this. I've definitely seen this.
Do you want to see this, Grado? You've seen this?
I've not seen it, but this is, I don't know if I want to see it. On you go.
Stick it on, we'll have a look.
The time someone stuck a crazed weasel in my pants.
Hey, you letting a little robbery get you down? Don't be a crybaby. Get creative. How about a wrestling match? What do you say?
Come on. You want to wrestle?
Yeah.
You want to wrestle, Mr. Man?
Yeah.
You don't even know what you're in for. You are in a world of hurt, my friend.
Really?
That's right. Come on, bring it on. Yeah, that's right. You are going to get it now. You, my friend, have finally met your match.
All right, Harvey.
Go get him. Yeah. Hey, watch it. Careful, but you're hurting him! Cut it out! Hey, go easy! Stop,
but
he can't take anymore!
Right, that's all sorted.
Get him off me! Get him off me!
Okay, Harvey, I think
hamster
Mr. Savage is...
Macho Man Randy, get this off. In what fucking world would a hamster beat Macho Man Randy Savage in a wrestling match? Who's booking this shit? That's what I've got to say.
Cornette would have a field day with that club.
Who would, wouldn't
he? And he used to have a hamster when he was young.
Yeah. Yeah. What was your hamster's name, Grado?
No, I never had one. My next door neighbour had one. It went missing.
Oh, hamsters always go missing.
Well, I remember the chap my dad went hamsters, out his cage, and I shit myself for things like that. And I'd never forget that night. I was lying in my bed, and all I heard was scratch, 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 scratch. And I went to my windowsill, and the hamster had climbed, and obviously I'm in the tap flare, you know, just a normal house, and the hamster was at my windowsill.
What, really?
Aye, it was at my windowsill. And, like, I never done anything about it. I just was like, I was such a wee pussy that I just kind of went back to my bed and just fell back asleep. I don't know where it went, how it got there, whatever, and I don't even know if they got it back, but, How long did it live for?
Do you know something? Hold on a minute. That was a fucking brilliant story. You don't even realise how good that story was. That's a brilliant story. A hamster was scratching at your fucking bedroom window.
Okay. I was just like, because it's the middle of the night. Because I'm not, like, even for a wee boy, I've always been scared of, like, see, like,
rodents.
I'm terrified of bees and wasps,
right,
to an extent that's like, even now it's embarrassing. Like, if, see, if there's a bee and a wasp in the same room, I can't be in a room where there's a wasp and a bee. I mean, I can't be. I tell people that I'm allergic to them just so it kind of softens the blow a wee bit.
Aye.
And I just, anything that moves a bit like that creepy. I mean, I even struggled with cats. I remember there was a big, massive fucking ginger cat out my back door, out this back door a couple of years ago, and I phoned my brother to come and shoot it away. I was like, Joe, you better get in here. Fucking big cat.
Well, you're okay with dogs. So what's
wrong? Brand new with dogs, absolutely brand new with dogs. But I mean, even I can remember going to Deep Sea World on a date and being scared to touch the starfish.
I'm with you on that one, Grado. I don't like, see the Sea World, you get to stroke the stingrays and all that. That freaks me out, like.
And sure, the time I went to open a pet shop with Jack Jester, they put a snake round my neck. And oh my god. The fear, and of course it was in this scheme in East Kilbride, this pet shop, and it was round my neck, and I'll never forget this young lassie, lassie for the scheme, Ken, right, Hardy, just came, some of the wee lassies are like these days, Ken chowing the chuggy, no, you ain't, Ken, that kind of thing, and the snake was round my neck, and she went up, and she fucking started clapping the thing as if it was a dog, hiya Sean, right, and the snake went like this is visual, right, but the snake went like this, look, like that, and kind of strengthened up and hang with its head, and strengthened its head, and I'm going, get this off me, get it off me, get it off me. I mean, she literally was going, hiya boy, hiya, Sean.
So one thing you don't pet is a snake. I mean, like, dogs I get, cats I get, they're furry, but you don't pet a snake.
Do you know what I love hearing as well? I remember this old Crabbit guy that I'd done work experience with Clyde Coast Buses. I always wanted to be a bus driver, didn't I? And there was this cat in the garage. They just called it Cat. Didn't have a name. I just remember this big fat guy would sit right, your big massive belly, and he'd be quite, how you came with that fucking this and fat bun and all that. But any time the cat would come, he'd go,
everybody has a voice for their pet, though, didn't they? Everybody has that pet voice. It's like the baby voice, but it's just like, hello, sir, how are you today?
You're a cheaty cat.
Have you got a pet voice, Rab?
No, I mean, I do have a cat, but I just talk to it, just normal stuff. I just can ask it how it's going, how it's doing.
Did they say, Rab? I mean, right away, I can tell you're a cat guy. You know, I think people...
Are you a cat guy, John? Oh, absolutely not. I hate the thing.
No, but you can tell Rab is, can't you?
Rab's a cat guy, absolutely.
I was a dog guy right up until all my childhood and teenage years. All we had was dogs. So I had dogs all that time. But now I'm a cat person. I wouldn't have a dog now. I wouldn't fucking have a dog, man. I tell you, see the worst thing there? I know I'm sure I've said this on this programme. Worst thing they ever did was letting dogs into fucking buildings, man. Like when you go to a pub and there's dogs in it. Get the fuck.
You wouldn't say that to Bob Hawley. I remember he was showing. He was showing me pictures of his dog once, and he says that's a service dog. That's I can get this dog in any building in the USFA. It's allowed to come in restaurants. It's allowed to go to anywhere you want, shopping, supermarkets. And I was like, how would you need that for? And he went, anxiety.
What, you mean he's in anxiety just to kind of calm him down and stuff?
Bob Hawley has anxiety. Wow.
It just shows you, do you know what I mean?
Wow.
You know that way, that was the last thing that I thought he was going, anxiety. And I was like, fuck, do you know what I mean? And he takes it everywhere with him, everywhere. Because you do get that. The fucking trouble I've got is my dog's got fucking anxiety.
See, if he takes it everywhere with him, why did they have to show you a photo yet?
Well, because he was in, funnily enough, East Kilbride as well. He was in the Ballarat Paul. We didn't bring it with him.
He must have been fucking anxious as fuck, man, in East Kilbride without his dog.
Oh man, that's funny. That
when you're down, reach out though. When you're down, reach out. Yes, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I know a lot of people are pointing out that "Sexy Boy" by Shawn Michaels was played out during an interview with Lewis Capaldi on Clyde One. Is this just free advertising for Clyde One here, John?
No.
I say, man, we get it right. We don't hear it.
Were they not asking him a question about wrestling?
It was kind of unfair to. Here we go. Here's Lewis Capaldi on Clyde One.
Just seen your Instagram pics again. I don't know why I keep punishing myself with the chaps on, with the Stetson, with your Nashville gear on. I feel like I've watched Royal Rumble 2063 when Shawn Michaels comes out of retirement.
I'm just a sexy boy.
What a reference.
Sexy boy. Right, pause that.
Yeah.
What's this fucking boy's accent? Get back to the start. Back to the start. Okay.
Seen your Instagram pics again. I don't know why I keep punishing myself.
Seen your Instagram pics again.
With the Stetson, with your Nashville gear on. I feel like I've watched Royal Rumble 2063 when Shawn Michaels comes out of retirement.
I'm just a retirement. Sexy boy.
What a...
When Shawn Michaels comes out of retirement.
My brother loves him, Gary Spence. My brother loves him. He says he listens
to... Is that Gary Spence?
That's Gary Spence. He's from Inverness originally.
Is Inverness Scotland or Inverness... East Canada, Columbia, transatlantic.
Yeah, see, I've only met Lewis Capaldi once, and it was right before he took off, and I went up to tell him because he played at the Daily Record Awards, and it's funny thinking about it, seeing that he was up playing, nobody gave a fuck, you know that way? And I'm thinking, oh my God, I said, this guy's got to be massive. And I went up and I says, oh, Gredo, how you doing? He says, I loved your work on Impact. I thought I was like, you know, that way I was like, is he taking the piss?
No, he's a big wrestling fan.
I know he's a big wrestling fan, but do you know that way he was like legit? He's like, no, I loved you in Impact. And he never ever said, you know, I loved you in TNA.
Did he talk about the Abyss match?
No, he never spoke about the Abyss match.
Funny. See him being an Impact fan, that explains why all his songs are so fucking sad sounding.
By the way, Nick Aldis was back at Impact.
Who? What?
Nick Aldis.
Nick Aldis, yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
But
friend of the show, Nick Aldis, by the way, back at Impact.
By the way,
you've got a lot of friends back there at the new mate at Impact, Gredo.
It's annoying. We're trying. They're off FaceTiming. When was a pay per view? Sunday into Monday, they're off FaceTiming. I can't answer it. I was driving my what? I'm going, I can't be asked for this, man. I'm driving to do my radio show in the Godbulls. And these guys are probably full of it. Hey, Gredo, what's going on? I just can't do it. I just say, no, not for me. Need my fucking Doug.
Adsco says, no, a barrier put over with many wrestling themes at football. Oh, fuck this, man. Fuck off, Adsco, the game being played at Somerset. We get it. People play wrestling music at fucking football games. That's it. We get it now. We get it. What we want to know is, let's see if we can get any wrestling themes played at interesting places like, I don't know,
Chums.
Or if I was walking about Tesco and, you know, the Undertaker's theme started playing, that would be interesting. Just David like, James says, hi, guys. Great show. What?
Did you see? I'm going, it's Chums, isn't it? It's no Chums, it's fucking Crufts, isn't it?
I was wondering what you were referencing.
I just immediately thought it was a strip club. David James says, hi guys, great show as always, random.
Me, David James?
No. I think it is, aye.
I announced him at the Rangers Legends game a couple of weeks ago. And go, David James! Absolute fucking crickets.
Anyway. Are you playing in that pro celebrity football game this year, Credo, though?
I don't think I can because I think I'll be on my honeymoon, or at least I just come back. So is this Ross Owens?
Aye.
Mate, you should go to it if he's asked you to come.
No, he hasn't asked me. I was just hi guys, great show as always. I couldn't go to it anyway because I've got a lot of beef between me and a lot of the kind of old firm players on both sides of the divide. Just a lot of history there. Hi guys, great show as always. Random observation, I was watching CM Punk's documentary on the network and the chapter CM Punk with the media. I noticed Punk is walking around with an old firm t-shirt on with a Fitbot in the middle. I just wonder if he has any clue who the old firm are.
Aye, that's a different old firm, man, fuck's sake.
Is it? Is there two old firms? There's no old firm anymore, Gredo, is there? It's a Glasgow derby these days, I don't know.
Let me ask you. Well,
I'll be funny your boss.
Right, John, right. See, no fucking seriousness. How can it be the same club? We're not still getting that shite, are we? We're saying that it isn't the old firm. Nobody does that anymore. It's a fucking old firm.
Do you remember the best one? My best thing that I've ever done on Football Daft was with Peter Grant.
That's right.
Because Peter Grant's a right religious guy. Right,
aye.
He loves you know, he doesn't miss
God. He loves God, loves the chapel.
Aye, and what was it? I said to him again, John, I says, well, you believe, you're a religious man, aren't you, Peter? I says, what happened to Jesus? He says, what do you mean? I says, well, he died on a Friday, we'll have him a Saturday, got up on a Sunday, is he still the same Jesus?
It's a fucking good one.
It's a good point.
Did you stump him?
Aye, he was laughing away and all that. And then, do you know what? I saw him at Go Radio not that long ago and I went, remember that one? He's like,
are you done, Mary? Are you done, Mary?
You fucking got me, big man. Why are you this good? I love Peter Grant. What are you talking about? Peter Grant's a nice guy. Man.
He's a lovely guy.
Granny. Granny.
Granny.
Oh, his son, Peter Grant Jr.'s on our podcast next week. Falkirk Daft, listening, everyone.
He's a prick.
No, Why is he going on Falkirk Daft?
What?
Why is he going on Falkirk Daft?
Peter Grant Jr. played for Falkirk and he scored a goal in the Scottish Cup final the last time we played Inverness.
Fuck off. Falkirk scored a goal when?
Scottish Cup final, 2015.
Right, so, Scottish Cup final? Right, so, I've never met, I'm trying to think of any footballers' Waynes that I've met over the years.
Oh, right.
I met Murdo McLeod's daughter in a restaurant in Helensburgh. Yeah. Had a blether with her.
I met her once or twice as well.
And who else did I meet? I don't think I've met any. I've not met many footballers, to be fair.
I know Ali's boys. I know Ali McCoy's boys. I know Barry Ferguson's boy.
Paul Hartley's son trolled me on Twitter.
Oh, well, you were never have Paul Hartley's case.
Yeah, I know, but
Yeah. We know more wrestlers' sons than we know of footballers' sons, didn't we? Because we know Randy Orton.
It's true.
And we know...
Bray Wyatt.
We know the Usos.
Aye. Aye.
We know... Who else do we know?
Who do we know? Mainly like then, who do we know footballers? I mean, we know...
Haaland. There's one.
Who?
Haaland. We don't know him, but he is his footballer's son.
What? Because he's got a dad?
He's not. His dad's a footballer. I'll think of Haaland played for...
Calm down, John. John's getting really angry here.
Calm down, mate. Did he score a goal for Falkirk or not?
No.
Romeo, Cruz, Brooklyn.
Jay Fulton, Stevie Fulton's boy.
We know Michael Owen's daughter. She was on Love Island.
Gemma. She was good value for money on that show. She was good. She stuck to her guard.
She stuck to her guard? What the fuck's that mean? This week we asked for wrestling terms you use in everyday life. David says, whenever someone leaves my workplace, I'll always give them a little best of luck on your future endeavours. That's nice. Paul greets a few people with "it's yourself." No, hold on. Grado didn't invent "it's yourself."
No.
Grado didn't. People say "it's yourself." Christopher says, always use the term "no
right,
selling."
Right, Camden, man.
No, I'm just saying, I'm just making clear, right? I'm making clear, if I sell an "it's yourself" t-shirt, you can't claim any money off it, Grado.
I don't know. It's actually trademarked.
Is it trademarked?
No.
You should trademark it, though.
No, do you know what? Somebody did thing with it. It's a long story, but a guy that I know that not even that well messaged me the day after the documentary and went, I've registered it as a trademark for you and I've registered it at yourself.com. He was like, I've just got it here for you if you ever need it. And I was like, that's bizarre.
I know. Somebody.
A cameraman, you might actually know him. I don't know.
Christopher always uses the term "no selling." I use the term "no selling" quite a lot. I know, sold that. Scott Shush, isn't he one?
No.
Chris, once a day, he says, I shoehorn wrestling related phrases into advert scripts I'm writing. Got a little bit of the bubble into a midweek hotel break ad, but my new premium barbecue client passed on "We Want the Smoke." Had undesirable to undeniable in a dating promo, but it get kiboshed as well. Steve says, yes, when the wife was watching Neighbours, I'd say, who's booking this shit? And Ian says, lad in my work was copping X-Pac heat for stealing a new start sale last week. Ultimate heel move. X-Pac heat is a fucking good one.
That's isn't it, man?
If you, anyway, you want to get in touch with us about any of that or just random wrestling related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, or email us at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. Now, every week we like to separate the monkey bars for the swings as we bury and put our stuff for the world, the grand world, the great old world of the wrestling. What you want to bury and what you want to put out this week, lads?
Only thing I saw. Oh, I watched Summer Raw today, by the way. I love Solo Sikoa. He's my favourite.
He's really good, isn't he?
Oh, man.
I saw somebody on Twitter or somewhere on the internet slagging off his finisher.
There's someone's
fight. I thought to myself, if you don't think that's a great finisher, there's something wrong with you.
Aye.
That is a brilliant finisher, man.
I also love his Simone drop.
Aye. He's just good, and they're booking him really well, aren't they?
Puts him in mind of Taz back in the day, ECW Taz for some reason.
Aye.
He carries himself.
Yeah.
I was a punter for Lesnar's big fucking trench coat.
In his hat.
He's big old thing away. But, mate, see segments like that, see like the Cody segment, Lesnar, I just kind of take off my eyes, I kind of take my eyes off the strobes that they use as security guards.
I know.
It totally puts me off, man, because every one of them is overacting like fuck because they're going, I could get a job here. See if I sell this well. See if I sell this. See if my like millisecond own telly splitting up a fight. I think I can. You know what I mean? And by the way, if it was me, then I'd probably think in the same way. But it's the way they go. Pop down. No, stand back. I go. I can't concentrate. And then what I don't believe in all is that there's 20 guys and Cody Rhodes managed to fucking wales them all. Come on, man.
I did like Cody talking about. You know, Brock Lesnar can dress up like a cowboy, but he grew up with cowboys. I like that.
That was a good line.
Yeah, that's a good line.
And I did like him coming out wanting to fight and not having his fucking old Hardy button suit on.
Exactly the thing you said, wasn't it? Exactly the thing you said.
Can I put over Rhea Ripley, by the way? That whole standoff between the Judgment Day and the Bloodline, and Rhea Ripley and Solo just eyeballing each other, and then this Finn Balor and Rhea swap places. That's fucking money right there. That loved that.
Aye. That was really good. Really good. I also want to. There was just something about seeing a heel Trish Stratus that was kind of took me back. It took me back to the glory days. A wee bit, you know. I mean, I thought that was a nice moment. And it was definitely, as far as wrestling stuff I saw online this week, that seems to have cut through in a big way. With the punters and on social media and all that. It seems like everybody was talking about Trish Stratus this week.
I'm sorry, the last time she would have been heel, what, when she was like testing Albert's manager? Oh
no, did she not have a wee heel spell as well? She had another heel spell.
Yeah, she did.
With Triple H and Kurt and Stephanie, that kind of, even after that.
Think so. I can
remember the famous clip, man, where Stephanie walks in on Triple H and Trish Stratus. Triple H is trying to show him a hammerlock or some shit. She's bending off.
Oh, I
got him with that now, man.
That's another clip cancelled in 2023 for the collection.
Yeah. But that's, you know, I'm happy to watch a program with Trish Stratus and Becky Lynch. That'll be good stuff, I think.
Yeah, random observation. I'm cutting you off, Rab.
Finish. No, it's good.
So see how one time on Football Daft, right? Mm-hmm. We had our guest pull it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were struggling for a subject. And John came back and he said, guys, it's been 10 years since... Do you know what I'm going to say, John?
I know what you're going to say.
It's been 10 years since this incident happened. Maybe we should do a sort of tribute episode to it. Guess what it was about?
On Football
Tell Dan. Him, Rab. Tell him, John.
It wasn't a tribute episode. I said, listen, there's a really interesting story to tell about the time that Gaza turned up at Royal Moat at Rothbury with the chicken and the fish and all that. I worked at the radio station that it all happened on, right?
Oh, really? Tell us about it then.
What?
Because I know you want, because basically wanted to do a tribute episode to Ryle Moat, and we said...
I didn't. There's a really interesting...
He wanted to do a tribute.
Tell about... No, great.
He wanted to do a decade
to Ryle
Moat. I'm being serious. This is what he wanted to do.
I did not. I said there's an interesting story behind the Gaza Ryle Moat thing.
Now,
do you want to hear the story?
Aye, of course we do.
Anyway, shout out to the Moats. What happened? What is the story?
So, it was all kicking off for Elmo. Like, the radio station basically went into Rolling News, stopped all the songs, went into Rolling News, because this was all kicking off in Newcastle. And obviously ITV have made the big drama about it now, right?
That was good.
Basically, we had a guy we know, Terry Blackburn, who was a pap, was down there trying to get pictures, right?
Hey, is that a bit fucking rude saying that about him? He was a part, but what did he do for a living?
But Terry was the guy who took all the pictures of Gaza. So when Gaza was in an incident, they had a deal. So Terry, for example, you know, would go down, he would take pictures and all that sort of stuff of Gaza, you know, because that's the kind of deals at work. And you get money, obviously, for that, right? So Terry would take pictures of Gaza. They had a relationship. Anyway, so it's all kicking off at the Moti situation. And then Terry is on the phone because he's doing like a live report from the scene, and he's on the radio and he said, I've got to go. Gaza's just turned up, right? So then obviously Terry's like went and spoke to Gaza, and then Gaza, he got Gaza in a taxi because it was turned out about a circus. And Terry, then we put Gaza onto the radio. Terry handed the phone over to Gaza, and Gaza was live on the radio. And that's when all the, I'm here, chicken, you know, with my fishing rod, Moti, all that sort of chat happened.
Now that guy, that paparazzi guy, didn't he tell Gaza to come down?
No. He didn't, no. Gaza just turned up on his own volition.
Are you sure about that, Terry, though?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I bet Terry was a scumbag.
No, he's a lovely guy.
He must be related to fucking Tony.
I don't know. I don't think
radio.
So. It's from the Northeast. Anyway, so that all happens. Terry gets it. But then Terry phones up after the whole thing's kick off and it all goes mental, right? Terry goes, right, I need to get Gaza somewhere. And then someone thought, why not bring him into the radio station, right? So there's Gazza coming into the radio station, right? And he wouldn't come in till, because Gaz was in a bad way at this point. He was in a right way. This is all still kicking off in Rothbury. We're live on air, right? All this thing's happening with Moti. And here's Gazza just wandering about the radio station. My boss in his office had the picture of the dentist chair thing, so he got him to sign it.
How's he doing the new anyway? Was he on some kind of tele show recently?
He was on that thing the other night with Danny Dyer, that thing that's on Channel 4, wasn't he?
Been better.
Have you been watching that for the radio, John?
No, the Moti thing.
Aye.
No.
Let's see what the punters are saying about Burien and Putin. Wrestling God wants to put out the recent A&E documentary. Stoke Dusty and Shake ones were class.
They were.
And wants to bury AEW supposedly add another show on Saturdays. It's half the roster are wee gimps and with Punk. I think it will dilute the whole product. Now, see if this is what they're doing, where it's a kind of brand split and the date is a proper brand split. I think it might be a good thing for AEW.
I think it probably would be because
they've bloated their roster.
They should split the roster, but Rampage hasn't really done what they hoped it would do. So get Rampage in the bin or switch that to Ring of Honor or whatever, and then put on a second show for AEW and split the roster. It's the only, because it's got so many guys. I mean, where's Miro? Where the fuck is Miro?
I don't know, but see all this talk recently about Goldberg being at the Wembley AEW show.
Oh,
he's
is that
Goldberg Miro, man? He's Goldberg Miro. That's the big Goldberg match that I've not seen that I would like to see.
Aye.
You know what I mean? And if Goldberg wants a last match in front of a big crowd, he's Miro and Goldberg.
Would Eddie Kingston and Goldberg no be a shout?
I mean, that would also be great, wouldn't it? See all these people saying they don't want to see Goldberg at that AEW show in Wembley. They can fuck off, as far as I'm concerned. Because if I'm going down to that show at Wembley in that big stadium and you're also going to add Goldberg to the card, no in a fucking million years am I saying no thanks to that.
Because here's a crack on all, Rab. I bet you Goldberg has not been in the UK since WCW.
No, he wouldn't have been.
Because I can't imagine him being on, when he was in the WWE for a year, might have been in a UK tour, but I don't think so. I don't think he did, mate. I don't think he did, man. So you're talking the first time seeing Goldberg since... In fact, did Goldberg even do the UK WCW tours?
I don't know if he did.
Get Goldberg in, because I'd happily see him in there with Eddie Kingston. I'd happily see him in there with Miro. I'd happily see him in there. Who else would I like to see him in there with?
Wardlow?
Wardlow. Would happily see him in there with Wardlow. I would happily see him in there with... Who else? With Punk. I would happily see him in there with Punk. I'd happily see him in there with anybody.
What was I going to say? I bet Ian Drew Dice Clay could clear up if Goldberg was in WCW tour in the UK. But I'm surprised nobody's tagged Wrestling Daft this week, John, on the deal with me on a podcast and I talk about Ian. I go to...
I've been tagged on it.
This fucking... You go like that. I say, this fucking... Oh, actually, he's a good guy, actually. What were you going to say?
I mean, I don't know.
He's clearly going to say Mark.
I am probably like a loser or something. But I just thought to myself, this guy is not, you know what I mean? I literally talk to Andrew Dice Clay like two or three times a week through the DM because we shoot stuff.
But this is the thing, so it's just this, it's the kind of thing you see, and it's like, aye, so this fucking guy, this fucking thing, this fucking mad fucking, you know what I mean? But actually, it's like, he is. I'm going to tell you something, this is God's honest truth, right? Last week I was going like that. It's time for me to get after it, man. It's just all fucking people arguing.
You do it every couple of months, though, Grab. You always say I'm going off and you're back on.
I know. I just wish I could. I just need to.
I've lost my blue tick.
I need to finally pull the trigger and leave. And genuinely, last week I went, but Ian Drew Dice Clay. Genuinely, what I was like.
Aye.
You know what I mean? Is giving me the content I'm wanting. It's like he's the best. Tweet it anyway. Hold on.
I know this is what I'm thinking about, but this is like a big thing. That is mad because I'm no paying for this Twitter blue because that has been a fucking mark. But legit, I remember the day I got verified on Twitter, 2014. I literally got a carry out with my mom and sat and had a fucking bag of cans and we celebrated because I got verified on Twitter. And it's mental, that's it now away. I'm now no longer verified.
That's mine away, I know.
It's mad, isn't it?
Oh, did you have a boy tick as well, Rab? Oh, that's the thing, yeah.
Of course I did, mate. Of course I did. I sat away, so... So there you go. Who cares? Alexa Bliss is trending. What's this? Let's see. So some breaking news. It's nothing. It's just people talking about Alexa Bliss. People are talking about Alexa Bliss. Right, so let's see what people are loving then. Bronze Cello wants to put Tyler Bate versus Dolph Ziggler. I watched that match, actually. I saw it. Did you see it?
No, that would be doing a belter, I bet you.
It's very good. Read great things online that lived up to the hype. Solo Sikoa has looked an absolute star this week too. Agreed. Stevie's putting her Trish Stratus' promo Monday on Raw. Did you see the promo, Grado? Trish?
What one?
Trish's
I never watched the full promo, mate. No, I never saw it, sorry.
Good. That line, Stevie's saying there was a cracker. She says, I'm not a nostalgia act or your childhood fantasy. That was a good fucking line.
That's a great line. That's a great line.
Also, Stevie likes Wardlow winning back the TNT title in Dynamite. Please book him right this time. And once they bury, really hoping these Becky Lynch needing to retire rumours are only true. I've not heard any Becky Lynch needing to retire rumours.
She tweeted saying, I won't be on Raw tonight. Which has led to a lot of speculation, but I think it's probably a work, isn't it?
Yeah, I've not heard any rumours. I don't know. P. McVie wants to bury AEW wrestlers refusing to work with Punk. Imagine folk did that to Shawn Michaels when he was a ball bag. Nobody is bigger than the company and wants to put her Trish Stratus. Still fantastic after all this time. Look at this. Love Trish Stratus is getting. Kev's putting her heel Trish Stratus and also wants to put over The Miz. He's brilliant. We know that. We've spoken about it many a time on this show. We like The Miz on this show, didn't we?
Dude.
Billy wants to put off the security guard Nasda for putting some guy in a master lock who was trying to steal bananas, with the guy shouting, get off me, get off me, full pelt, and the wee green bananas just waving about in the air. And he wants to bury himself for no video in it.
Woo!
Here we go. It's Win Our Wages. Now, it's something new on Wrestling Daft as you get the opportunity, our listeners, to win our wages for this episode of this show. You get 60 seconds on the clock. You get 10 wrestling questions. And if you get 10 right in that time, you will win our wages. If you don't get the 10 right, then, you know, you'll have a high score and you'll have some bragging rights, right? We'll set a bar. But you're aiming to get all 10 right. So, Mick, are you feeling confident?
Mate, to be honest, that's why I jumped on first. Because at least for 10 weeks, if you stay a top 10, I'm on the leaderboard. So that's right, how confident right. I'm feeling, if that tells you anything.
That does tell us something. Who do you want? You have a choice here. Who would you like to ask you your questions? Would you like producer John? Would you like myself? Would you like Grado? Who would you like to be your question master tonight?
See, Grado can lead. I'll take Rab.
Right, here we go. You have a minute to answer all 10 questions. John, will you keep an eye on the time?
I will.
If you don't know the answer, pass. And if we have time at the end, we will come back to the questions you passed on. We need to accept fair your enough. First answer. Are you ready?
This is like camping, mate. Intense.
We're about to begin. John.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. Start the timer.
Did you really just say that?
What? What was it?
No. I got it, Mick. It went over Rab.
Oh, mate. I know. I was waiting. On you go, Rab. On you go. Let's do that.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Start the timer.
Go.
Who asked Nikki Bella to marry him at WrestleMania 33?
Kane.
What nationality is Kevin Owens?
Canadian.
Who is the current TNT champion?
Oh, fuck. Wallow.
Whose entrance music includes the lyrics, they broke the mold when they made me?
Cena.
Who has won the most Royal Rumble matches?
Austin.
Which former WWE wrestler launched their own Netflix show in April 2020?
Well, it's the Big Show.
Who was TNA Impact Wrestling's inaugural champion?
Oh, Austin. Should have been Grado. Got Angle.
Which former wrestler is Bo and Bray's dad?
Erwin R. Shitestar.
Who said Woodstock was to rock and roll what WrestleMania is to wrestling?
Go with paper.
Time!
That's time.
That was actually all right, by the way.
That's time. I felt that's time. So you won't get the full 10 there. You just missed it in the last
question.
Right
after that.
Just for laughing's sake, here is the last question, right? Just so we know, because maybe you've got the 10. Let's see. The women's championship match in WrestleMania 1 featured which 1980s icon?
Cyndi Lauper.
Right, okay. So let's see what you have.
You've got,
right,
you've
got nine questions. You get nine questions. You answered nine questions.
Yeah. I've got the score here. The
Big Show thing fucked me then.
Right. It was, Mick, a five.
I'll take a five.
The ones you got wrong, Nikki Bella got married to John Cena.
Can we try and answer the ones that are wrong?
What's that? You've got the answers in front of you, Grado.
Oh, I don't. I remember
the scene.
All right, okay. You don't have the answers in front of you. Okay, so Grado, the ones that Mick didn't get, who asked Nikki Bella to marry her? Cena, you got. Whose entrance music and codes lyrics, they broke the mold when they made me?
Oh, Jesus, I don't know.
Is it Randy Orton?
Nah.
Jericho?
It is Dolph Ziggler.
You
got Stone, right, Stone Cold. Kurt Angle was the inaugural TNA Impact Champion. Who said G-Stop was to... Kurt Angle.
No, he wasn't.
Who was
what
it?
What did I say?
The first TNA champion was Ken Shamrock.
Was it?
Aye.
All right, okay.
Well, June 19th, 2002.
That you're taking a point off Mick then. I thought that's what Wikipedia said to me.
Oh, no, you keep me at a five, you bastards.
Right, okay. So it's a four, Mick. Grado, see if you got this one. Woodstock was to rock and roll what WrestleMania is to wrestling. Who said that?
Crash Holly.
It was Jesse the Body Ventura.
Close.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, it's got down here. I went on Wikipedia to see TNA championships, and it's got here as number one, Kurt Angle.
That's what I googled, aye.
Right, hold on a minute. TNA started in 2002. Angle didn't leave the WWF to 2006.
This is true.
I don't know if you still hear me, but...
Oh, it's damn true.
Hold on. But did TNA no use the NWA title?
Good shout.
All right, Mick, you're back to five, mate.
You're back to five. Right, okay. Well, there you go. So
bam,
we've got...
Bam, time.
Mick, you've got a five there. That's a pretty good score. That's a pretty good score to get in there. Let's see. We might have got a new listener every week coming in to try the luck to win our wages. I'm happy to say, Grado, we keep our wages this week.
Now you're chum.
There we go. We only have a hell of a weekend on that money. Mick, thanks so much for ringing in. That was some good answering. What have you got planned for the weekend, mate?
I'm actually going to a Stoner Bluegrass concert. I live in Florida, so that's
Stoner
where I'm going
Bluegrass
this weekend.
Concert.
I mean, I have got a month old, so it's my head wetting.
Beautiful.
Why do you stay in Florida? What's the story there, just quickly?
Jacksonville, man, we moved it here.
Fucking hell. Who fucked? Did you have a job or did she have a job?
No, mate, my parents moved us like 25 years ago, pal.
What? And so
I've been
when
here for
when?
Almost 25 years.
You've been there for 25 years?
And you've still got that accent? What age did you move here?
11.
Wow. Fucking good on you, man, for keeping
nuts.
The...
Listen, I know you's got to edit and that, but listen, you guys keep me Scottish, you keep me proud, and you are worldwide. I know it's funny and it's a wee country, but
no,
what yous do there, keep us spreading it.
Mike, do you manscape?
Mate, I use Harry's. All fucking products. I don't
that's
know
what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear.
Brilliant. I use them because you use. I tried them and they're fucking brand new.
That's what I like to hear. Make sure the right people hear about that. Mick, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you,
cheers,
boys.
Mick. Thanks very much.
Cheers, Mick.
Again, man. Catch you later.
That's the bottom line. See you later.
See you later, bro. That's Wrestling Daft, everybody. You join us. Why don't you join us next week and try and win our wages? See if you can do better than a five. Grado, John, what's your plans for the weekend? Anything exciting?
Not much. I'm going to pub and roll. Grado, we've not even talked about your show in Kilmarnock last weekend. How was it?
Oh, we'll talk about it next week.
All right.
But was it good, though?
Oh, no, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I really, really did enjoy it.
How long did you go?
Come on.
Iron Man,
mate.
I went a bit eight. Easy night at office.
Right.
For Grado there.
I'll tell you something.
Did you go over?
Fucking course I did.
Did you bump?
No. I take one bump. I take the I take one big bump, and it's the I'm only second about to get an axe handle. and he scoops the legs for the second rope. So I take a back bump after the second. That'll do me.
All right, okay. Right, well, that's everything. Thanks, lads. It's been a pleasure as ever. Thanks for listening, everybody out there. Up the road, Newt!
Up the road, that's your sale!
That's trademarked.